Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, we'll begin to explore the Spanish popular song known as the Villancico. The word is now used in Spanish to mean Christmas carol, but it was once a song that expressed a subtle and varied range of emotions for Spanish and New World composers. We'll also listen to a new release of Mozart's works for keyboard and violin.
Oh,
a villancico for six voices found in Pedro Rimonte's Parnaso Español, one of the more important collections published in Spain near the beginning of the 17th century. It was performed by the Spanish vocal ensemble Música Ficta. Songs about unrequited love or feelings of longing, about shepherds or the countryside, about the perfect, if not ideal, woman. These are the themes that can be found in the popular song known as the villancico. Today, the word means Christmas carol in Spanish, yet from the 15th to the 19th centuries, it took on the broad range of the themes mentioned. One of the most famous collections of villancicos can be found in the late 15th century Cancionero de Palacio, where there are over 300 of them, a good many by Juan de la Encina.
Thank you.
Three songs from the Cancionero de Palacio, the middle one by Alonso, while the bookends belong to Juan de la Encina. They were performed by the Capella del Ministrer. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Spanish villancicos. You know what they used to say? You can't keep a good dance or catchy tune out of a church service. This was certainly the case for Old and New World Spain, where villancicos with Christmas themes were very popular and downright plentiful in the 17th century.
Un amigo cuidado.
Two Christmas villancicos by Spanish composer Jerónimo de Carrión were performed by the Capilla Jerónimo de Carrión under the direction of Alicia Lázaro. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying the melodies and rhythms of the 17th century Spanish villancico. Spain and its colonies aren't the only places that we find villancicos. One song collection in particular was discovered in Italy. Located today in Madrid, the Cancionera de Turin is an example of how popular the villancico had become in countries other than Spain. Unfortunately for us, almost all of the songs in the Cancionero remain anonymous.
Che viene il tuo cuore, bianca is le noce. Che viento corre, che viento corre, che viento corre, che viento
Por di l'Europa in albero fana, fana, por di l'Europa in albero fana.
Salte il baile, por di l'Europa, bello por mi contento, bailar quiero, bailar quiero, bailar quiero.
Music from the Cancionero de Turin. Three anonymous villancicos were performed by Musica Ficta. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're enjoying the sounds and textures of the 17th century villancico. As the villancico was a Spanish invention, it was only natural that it be imported to its colonies. Examples are found all over Mexico, Central and South America, written by composers both Spanish and native-born. We'll hear three New World villancicos performed by the Capella Mediterránea, directed by Leonardo García Alarcón.
Thank you.
We heard three villancicos from New World Spain, performed by the musicians of the Capella Mediterranea, under the direction of Leonardo García Alarcón. From the less familiar to a household name, we fast forward on to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in our new release this week from Channel Classics Records. The third installment of his complete sonatas for keyboard and violin are performed by the illustrious duo of fortepianist Gary Cooper and violinist Rachel Podger. We'll hear the final movement, Rondo, from the sonata in E-flat major, Kirchel number 380. Violinist Rachel Podger and fortepianist Gary Cooper, not to be confused with the actor, performed the Rondo from Mozart's sonata in E-flat major, Kirchel number 380. That's from volume 3 of Mozart's Complete Sonatas for Keyboard and Violin, released on the Channel Classics label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin-McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.